Blog Talk Radio.
Johnson, and that is Crossroads Blues. And my goodness gracious, how beautiful, how sweet it is to be a part of this with these guys. You know, can you imagine? I mean, that is old. That is way back in the day, and they are just doing their thing, and we were so blessed to just to be able to hear this stuff and go, wow. Now, I remember when, or thank you for telling me about this. Tell me about your road and your path. And we are in, like, the last days. I think today is the last day, or tomorrow is the last day of Black History Month. So when we play this music, you know, it is really, I'm just trying to get you back to Black History Month, just remembering how blessed we were. Be able to go back and remember, you know, our brothers and sisters who paved the way for so many of us musicians, but also for just for the people that were listening to the music, because, you know, you think about that music, you think about slavery and all that stuff that blacks went through. I mean, and that. Music was a form of communication for them to get out of slavery. This is where we're going. This is where we're going to meet. But the slave owners did not know that. They didn't. They thought they were just singing. But they were singing all right. You know, and what a beautiful, I'm so blessed because of it. And I love just playing that music and listening to it and the strumming, and, you know, and so you got to think about the struggle along the way. I mean, the struggle is the hardest part. The music was almost like a celebration, and it was like a part, like, oh, God, you know, but just all the stuff that they went through in the meantime, how sad and how crazy and how uncomfortable and switch microphones right now. And it's just such a very difficult time and a very sad thing. But anyway, guys, this is Wardell Positivity for Soul Advocates Radio. And I tell you, Black history is an amazing thing. And, you know, we have people that are trying to get rid of our history. They're trying to get rid of Black history. They're trying to deny us our history. And it's just like, are you serious? That is how we learn not to do what we did before. You know, that is how you learn how not to do what you did before. And for those people that are agreeing with it, you know, that thinks that it's okay to have that become law, where we're not going to talk about Black history anymore and slavery, and, you know, well, we don't want our kids to hear that stuff. Well, you don't want them to know what you guys did. You don't want them to know the truth about what your ancestors did. It's not even you, it's your ancestors. So they, you know, they can't blame you. And so, but what they're saying is just like, well, but it really makes them sad. Well, it should make them sad. But at the same time, it teaches them not to do that again. And so it's important that you keep this in front of people so that they are aware that this is not something that we should ever do again, because it's a terrible thing. So that's, you know, kind of what that's all about. And I, you know, I had to share that, being here we are, we're the last, you know, couple of days of Black History Month. I just need to share that, because it's sad, and but at the same time, it is just something that we need to know, and we need to make sure all of our brothers and sisters, I have Black brothers and white brothers, I have, you know, everybody is my brother. I have people that don't even like me. I call them my brother anyway, because I love you. You don't have to like me for me to love you. You know, I may not like your ways, but God told me I have to love you. So I will love you despite who you are and how you're acting. This is the new me, and I want to share the new me with you. I want you to know the new me, and I am the man of God now. And so God has blessed me, and He can bless you the same way. But anyway, guys, today's Indie Blues and All That Jazz show here on Soul Eye Records Radio. And I just want to thank y'all for tuning in. And so we're just going to have a good time enjoying this good music and listen to our indie artists, our blues artists, our jazz artists, and all that kind of stuff, right? All right, guys. So love to all the listeners around the world. I hope you guys are good and God is keeping you well. And so here we go. And so I think it's video. We're going to do this thing here. So I'm just going to pick, because there's so many different things to pick from. So here we go. So I'm not afraid to putting it down for us here on Solar Records Radio. Dance the Night Away, my brother. We love that so much. And we have my brother Dale playing his song, Hold Me. Oh, man, come on. And that song right there is so crazy. It's so good. And it's just so laid back. And that's what I love about, you know, Wednesday's music is really laid back music. It's just chill. We're just kind of like chilling and enjoying just the moment and just kind of relaxing. It's been a kind of a, this is hump day, right? So we're right in the middle of the week. So we want to just chill and have a good time together. And so God is good all the time. And give me a sec. I want to, started off the block with no boundaries and stuff. And so, you know, we want to make sure that we just have a good time, that we are relaxed and we're chilling. I posted a picture on my page. I'll put it in the Solar Records Radio group page too. But it's a picture of me eating. I have my Thai food. I love Thai food, and so I have my chicken curry, and I have my lemonade, and I have my little setup. I moved it into the living room by the fireplace. And so since it got cold today, can you believe it? Because we've like been 80 degrees for the last couple of days, and now it's down in the 50s. Like, what? And so, but the wind is blowing, so it feels like 40-something. So I decided I'm going to do the fire. I'm going to turn on the fireplace. So I turned the fireplace on, and all of a sudden, I was like, wait a minute. I'll do my show in here. So I got my little setup in here, and I'm just having a good time with it. And just being blessed and enjoying my lunch and enjoying this music and enjoying you guys. And I pray that y'all are well and all my friends are safe. And, you know, some of my friends are working out in this weather. Be safe out there. You guys, please be safe and take care of yourselves and get back home tonight. And so I know Julianne, she works. And so be safe out there, Julianne. And God bless you. And Ash, she works, but I'm not sure what the weather is like over in her country. She's over in Amsterdam. So, but Greg, he works, but he works right downstairs. He owns his own business, right? So he just goes downstairs and does his work, and then he goes back upstairs. So, we have friends that are, you know, not just working, but friends that are traveling around, taking care of their families, going to buy groceries and all that kind of stuff. And we have a snowstorm in the northern part of this country. So for all our friends up north, be safe up there and take care of yourselves. We care about you and we love you and we want you to be good. So, all right, guys, so let's keep this show going on Solar Records Radio. I'm going to play you a guy that really blessed me as a young man and really gave me direction in terms of kind of music I wanted to play. And Chick Corea is a keyboard player, composer, and producer. And he was just absolutely amazing. We just lost him a couple of years ago. He died at 83 years old. I think it was 82 or 83. Just an amazing artist and really enjoyed his work and enjoyed his drummer, Lenny White. Lenny White was the drummer for his group, Return to Forever. And I was such a big fan. My friend Ruben Edwards and myself, we would just constantly listen to Return to Forever. But they didn't play like just simple, you know, and I shouldn't say simple, but they didn't just play easy. I shouldn't say easy either. I just don't know how to say it. Their music was very complicated. How about that? And so their music was so complicated, and we enjoyed it very, very much. And so, and my friends in the neighborhood would go, why are you guys playing that music? Why won't you play some, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Kool and the Gang or something. Why are you playing that stuff? So we're like, so that stuff is good, and I'm glad y'all enjoying it, but we're enjoying this. And so is it okay if we just enjoy our own music? No, I didn't say that to them. I said it to us, to Ruben. And we were saying that to each other because they were bigger than us. But anyway, years later, I understood what they were talking about because I made a career of playing that kind of music. But in the meantime, I was just really caught up in the intricacies of progressive jazz. And it was just really like, whoa, listen to these guys. Man, they're playing all this stuff and they're playing it together. And it just really blew me away. So I want to play this music for you guys. I want y'all to enjoy this music with us here on Soul Out Records Radio. Well, we really love and appreciate this music so much. So here we go. This is Wardell Pastrean, Soul Out Records Radio, and you are listening to Soul Out Records Radio. This is Mr. Chick Corea and the Electric Band.
Thank you all very, very much. Muchas gracias. Merci beaucoup. We'll play you one more. I want to thank you all for being a great audience tonight. You really helped us play very well. I enjoyed myself. I think everyone did. And especially it's a great pleasure for me to have played all of our new music for you. You never heard it before, and I think it went very well tonight, and that's because you listened very well. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Make sure that we take our hats off to Carrie Taylor. Much love to you, sweetheart. That's the name of that song is called Caught Up. And just a great, great, great song, great artist. She's got it going on, and we're so proud of her. And so you heard Chick Corea do his thing, right? That was amazing. Wow, that was amazing. I just was like, man, dude, come on. And so we were blessed just to be able to hear his closing show song. And thank you, Chick Corea, for blessing us so much with your music and stuff. You were just an amazing artist, and we love you, and you are missed, and left us just a plethora. I mean, just tons and tons of music that we can listen to and remember you by. So thank you so much for that. And we will enjoy it, sir. And thank you for just the quality of the music that you left us here to enjoy. And so we have Stanley Clark, Chick Corea, Al D'Amelioa, that is still alive. And they're doing their thing. And they're continuing to keep your legacy alive. I want to play an interview I did with L.J. Reynolds for you guys. Will you guys take a minute to listen to that? Because it was such a great interview. And I just love L.J. Reynolds. And so kick back, relax, and check him out. We'll be back.
Precious girl. With you I always have a friend. You're someone who I can depend to walk a path that sometimes bends.
Without you,
taking me back to Philly. Well, guys, I'm so excited because this is the moment that I've been telling you about all day, all week, actually. So I'm excited because we have this man that I grew up with for many years as a young man back in Philly, going into the basement parties and jamming and having a great time with the red lights and all that kind of stuff. And y'all know, y'all remember that stuff, right? And now, still, right here and now, he is still doing his thing, and this is an amazing story, and this is an amazing career that this man has had. So I want to bring on our special guest today, L.J. Reynolds, the lead singer of the Dramatics. What's up, L.J.?
Oh, great. How you doing? Yeah, I can remember some of the moments myself, man, back at the parties and stuff, listening to even the Stylistics, who you just played, my good friend Russell Thompson Jr., a good friend of mine, and we used to dance and party and have a great time just like you guys did, enjoying all the music.
Oh, my goodness. You know, and it's really something else because when you're in it, you know, when you're doing your thing, a lot of us, we don't know if you guys are – I mean, when we go to the concerts, we can see you're enjoying it just as much as we were, you know.
Yeah.
But when we're, like, enjoying it, it's like this is the moment. Like, we're only thinking about ourselves. So to actually know that you guys are partying to the same stuff at the same time is great information. So why don't you share that moment with us, how, you know, your career – started, and I know we don't have enough time for your whole story, but if you could just break it down.
Maybe I can
get us
it up,
to.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to rush you because I'm interested in everything you did, so, you know, when it comes to music. So, if you want to share, you know, how you started with the Dramatics and how and where you are now, I mean, that's up to you how you, you know, put that together.
Well, we'll
take
start at the beginning. It was a little guy by the name of Larry Reynolds. That's my real name. And it's a picture that I took with about 30 girls, and I was about 5 years old, four and a half or five. And I was the only little guy standing with all of these women, I mean young women. These were young girls in their teens and some even younger. And I was a tap dancer. And so at the age of five, I started tap dancing and performing with an act, and we toured all over Michigan. At the time, I was living in Michigan, and my sisters, they were all involved, too. We were living in the projects up in Saginaw, Michigan. That's about 90 miles from Detroit. And so we started touring and tap dancing, and me and my sister, they inserted her and me dancing together, and then they inserted some singing. And while we were singing, we was at this place, and it was basically no black people at all, just great white people that were there to see some of the black entertainment. And they start throwing money on stage. They never threw money on stage when we tap danced, but once we started singing, they start throwing money on stage. And at the age of five, I retired tap dancing at the age of seven or eight, and I recorded my first record on the the Spring label. I think it was Spring, or Janis Joplin was on this label. And it was called something. I can't think right now, but I did my first record when I was 11 years old, Sweet Tooth, and continued to do other songs on the Spring label. I think it was the Spring label. And later, when I growed up a little bit and got to be about 16, I moved to New York and got with a group called the Chocolate Syrup. And my manager of all those years that had me up dancing and stuff, she said, no, you can't be a Chocolate Syrup. She said, it's going to have to be L.J. Reynolds and the Chocolate Syrup. And they got mad about that. They didn't like that too much. So they complained, and I was a young kid at the age of 16, 17. These guys were 20, 22 years old. A couple of them were very nice guys, but some of them were, you know, kind of hard on me, so I decided to leave that alone. But I did get to do a record with the group called Let One Hurt Do. If you pull up L.J. Reynolds and the Chocolate Syrup, you hear a song called Let One Hurt Do. And before that, I was singing with my family called The Relations. And my brother, my brother-in-law, and we cut a couple of records. But later I got with the Chocolate Syrup, like I said, and I did the song Let One Hurt Do, and I was 16. And it was it was L.J. Reynolds and the Chocolate Syrup. And the record sold 250,000 singles. They only sold 250,000 singles only in New York, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C. After you walk away from any of those cities, did nobody know who we were? Because
there's
12 million people in New York. So we
That's
sold those records, and we did the Apollo Theater. We started off doing the Apollo Theater, and I met James Brown's manager. He owned the production company of that Universal. That's what they call Universal company when you call to buy an act. I'm getting so excited, but even reminiscing on it myself and trying to ball it up into a couple of little words. And
I know.
After being with the Chocolate Syrup for a good 3 years, I quit the group and moved back to Michigan, pursued a career, and come to find out, before I left, I met the Dramatics at the Apollo Theater. And there I met Ron Banks and Larry Demps. And they said, We heard about you. Your name is R.J.? L.J. L.J. Reynolds. And they said, we heard about you, and our lead singer just walked out on us. So, with that being said, after we left, and a year later, they asked about me and asked around, and I was back in Michigan at the time getting ready to do my own album. And they asked me to join the group. I joined the group in 1972, and we had a string of hit records, gold, you know, million sellers. And songs like, we already had What You See Is What You Get, Go Outside in the Rain, Get Up and Get Down, Get Off My Mountain. We did Fail For You, da 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 da, Like a Wheel Whirling Round and Round. Then we did Me and Mrs. Jones and Be My Girl and Can't Get Over You and Stars in Your Eyes and Door to Your Heart.
Man.
And Just Shopping My Side, Oceans of Thoughts and Dreams, and just a string of hit records, man. We had 38 top 10 singles.
Wow.
And a great time doing it. People say, man, you know, you guys, y'all cut a lot of records. How many records did you cut? I can't tell you.
What an amazing time. I mean, were you guys in the studio just as much as you were performing?
When we weren't performing, we was in the studio. We did two albums a year. We were on Soul Train so many times until they had a two-hour they had a thing where they put all of our Soul Train shows together since I was 21 till I got to be 38 or 40. And it takes about 2.5 hours to watch the many times that the Dramatics were on Soul Train. We worked a lot back in those days. We went out on the road and we would stay out for 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks, and we'd come back home for 3 days. And then we'd go back out. Even though it was fun, I got kind of tired as I got older. I don't travel as much as I used to now. I'll go out, I'll do 4 days in California somewhere. I'll come home and sit down for about 4 or 5 days. And then I'll go back out again and, you know, just kind of pace it. And, you know, so it's a whole lot easier.
That's still a lot.
I tell you, it's still fun, man. It's still fun. And the fun thing about it is that the only thing about performing nowadays is that's work. Work is trying to get where you're going, which is the transportation. You got to fly somewhere. You got to get there. And then once you get there and then you get around the people and you get on stage, then I'm at home. I'm at home on stage.
Right.
I mean, that's
right,
my spot.
Right.
And then the most fun of it all after that is when they give you the check. Now, that's fun. That's a lot of fun.
I bet that
it's paid to do something you love to do, and we love to please. That's what I want to do. I want to continue to please. I ask myself, why am I still cutting records? Well, my last record that I did, my solo record that I did, was the Marvin Gaye remake, Come Get to This.
Mm.
Come Get to This, the video right now is at up to 907,000 videos. It's almost 1 million views on that particular song, Come Get to This, Stepping Out Tonight. Line dancing has...
Oh, man, I would love for the listeners to hear that.
I'm surprised you haven't heard it. You go to YouTube.
No. I have it. I have it, and I want to play
it.
So you tell me when to play it because I want everyone to hear what you're talking about. But keep going with your story, and whenever you want me to play it, I'll play it. I'll
tell you something about it, and you can put it on. I started a new record company. It's called Motor City Hits. I'm starting to get phone calls from South Africa to London, England, Japan. People want to sign the Motor City Hits records. A gentleman, business partner of mine, he asked me, he said, man, cut a Motown record to go on a compilation album that we were going to put out with the Four Tops and the Miracles and a lot of your classic old acts. And I said, man, I don't want to sing no Motown record. I want to sing something else for the press. He said, no, please sing a Motown record. And I'm a big fan of Marvin Gaye.
So,
with that being said, let me think about what song. So I'm also a musician, too, because I played the bass on a lot of Dramatics records. I had a favorite song by Marvin Gaye that I played almost every time I got on the bass when I was by myself. Oh, baby, come here and let me caress you. And that was Come Get to This. I said, okay, why don't I cut Come Get to This? So I went in and cut the compilation and also produced a lot of the other acts, the Four Tops, the Miracles, the Dramatics were even on that project with a song called Bad Girl. And so when we sent the record out of all the records that was on that particular record, they picked Come Get to This. Marvin Gaye's Come Get to This. The remake, L.J. Reynolds' Come Get to This. And the record took off like a rocket. Now you can hit it.
Okay, cool. And we're going to do exactly what he said, and we'll be right back after this.
Girl, you've been gone.
I'm surprised you played it all. You know, somebody asked me.
You do not edit a Legends record. Period. You
somebody
never know what.
When I did that record, they said to me, I don't forget who it was. I don't know whether it was Bobby Womack or Dennis Edwards or somebody like that. I can't remember which one. Both of those guys, they passed on. But they say, man, when you did that record, were you tired when you got through? I sang that record for about 7 minutes, maybe 8 minutes. I don't know. But you can tell it's a stepping record.
Oh, good.
For Lionel.
It felt good. It just didn't seem like it should stop. And you say you just got to go with the flow, right? That's the magic.
Well, they dance off of that record in most clubs all over the country and even overseas. They really like it. Again, you see that video. If you go to YouTube and put in L.J. Reynolds, come get to this, you'll see a great video. I mean, I worked hard on it, and you'll see where my dancing skills go to kicking in. So you get a combination of a guy like me with the age that I am. I'm dancing with somebody that's 30 years old, 29. So.
Now you retired tap dancing at 7 years old. You retired at 7 years old because when the people start throwing that money on the ground, you were like, oh, I need to sing.
That's right. I retired at seven or 8 years old and went on to pursue my singing career.
Right. So what is it about these long, beautiful careers? I mean, you had so many hits, so many singles out, so many hits. And, I mean, we're talking years and years of gold and platinum all over the place. And I just don't see those kind of careers anymore. What happened to the careers like that?
Well, nowadays, people, it's a lot easier to make it. You don't have to have a certain... Back then when we were coming up, at least me anyway, I don't know how old you are, you had to be able to sing, and people sounded like themselves. You knew Russell Thompson when he was singing. You knew the Temptations when they were singing. You knew the Dramatics when they were singing because they sound like who they were. You knew the Whispers when they sounded like... Nowadays, people all sound the same.
Exactly.
All the people that cut the records to me, I mean, I can't differentiate, if I'm saying that properly.
Yes, you are.
I can't differentiate the who is who, you know, because so many of those acts, they listen to each other, and they play a certain type of music, and it's nothing bad. Young people are not expected to come back and try to sing like we do. Gladys Knight, Aretha Franklin, my good friend, my buddy, I love her. And as a matter of fact, me and Aretha, we talked maybe 6 weeks before she passed away. We would talk. I did Aretha Franklin's song called Call Me, and I did a remake of that, and that was back when I was like in my 20s. And she called me, and ever since then, we've been the best of friends. She had me on a few shows with her where I would come out and sing Call Me, then she would come out and sing it with me. But getting back to what you were talking about is that all the music basically, to me now, it sounds the same.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
you know.
It's a very uncomfortable
thing. Give me
that
green light. Give me that green light. I mean, it ain't many words anymore. And there's no bridges. Like, we used to go to the bridge. Like, James Brown said, take it to the bridge. Take it to the bridge. Hit me. Da, 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 da. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, ain't no bridges.
You got, yeah, we're looking for that release. You know, LJ, I tell you, when I go into clubs, you know, okay, so just so you get an idea of how old I am, I started with Dick Griffey in 1979, and I played drums on
Dick
all
Griffey?
Their records. With Dick Griffey, I started with Dick Griffey with Solar Records.
Dick is a good man. Dick was a good man. He's gone now.
Yeah, and so I started, he picked me, you know, and Dick was a drummer. So for Dick Griffey to pick me as his drummer for his record label, that was a true blessing. And I didn't even find out this until this year that he was a drummer. So, but before,
Dick Griffey,
but, you know.
Dick Griffey, Shalimar?
Yes, we did all Shalimar stuff and the Whispers. We did and The Beat Goes On. It was the first song I recorded for him. And so
well,
we did that.
You play the drums on that stuff, you might be just as good as me, if not better. I'm also
all I know is I want to go to
the drums. I've been playing the drums since I was 11 years old.
Oh, man, you beat me by, I think, a year. I think I started at 12.
But
I just want
to. I have to say you was better than me. Because I didn't play
I don't
the drums
that
much. I utilized my bass skills, my bass guitar skills on a lot of the Dramatic records. I played a lot of them.
I know, but this is the thing. You said that you were a tap dancer, so you had all that rhythm going for you as well, so you knew how to, like, you know, mix it up very well with rhythm. I know Sammy Davis Jr. did the same thing. He is a tap dancer, and he could play the heck out of a drum set. So
yeah.
I'm wondering, Yeah, so, you know, those tap dancers, they got a lot going on there. So, do you know where you're going in South Africa when you go?
No, I'm not. I'm concentrating now on going to Sweden and going to England and go, because I've got several calls from England. And Mike Gardner, my manager, he manages the Whispers. He manages Shalimar, the Dramatics, and me, L.J. Reynolds. I got two careers going right now.
Mike Gardner.
I'm pretty sure you know Mike Gardner, if you know the Whispers.
Yeah, that's my buddy. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I didn't even know that. Okay.
Yeah, I have managed the Dramatics for over 30 years. And,
wow.
And now that I got my new record company, and that's took off for me, you know, Motor City Hits. If you go to MotorCityHits.com, you'll see a lot about the Dramatics, a lot about some of the other entertainers, classic entertainers that we did. But you'll see a lot about L.J. Reynolds. For some reason, I've gotten a second chance, and I got a brand new record out now, which we're probably going to talk about in a minute. We don't have to get there right this second. But I've got a second chance at doing other things, and so I didn't have the time to manage the Dramatics anymore. And me and Mike Gardner had become friends a long time ago. So I called Mike. I said, Mike, because I told him years ago, I said, man, one day I'm going to turn this all over to you. I said, because I can't continue to manage the Dramatics and then manage all the other things, my publishing company and my videos, stuff that I do, other things that I like to do. I enjoy being a manager, you know, because most artists, they don't know what I know about the business. And I know the business. And I know how to be a manager one minute and an entertainer the next. And I also do know that if you're not in control of the money, then the money is out of control.
Wow.
And that's
right.
A lot of artists,
you know, like,
don't concentrate on.
Right. You know how your girl Aretha used to do, right?
She used to carry her money on stage.
Exactly. In a purse. Cash
in
money.
In a little purse. So, no, I have done that before. I have had I have had nobody to hand the money to when I was managing the group too, and I just turned this over to Mike Gardner only about almost a year. But I would have around about maybe $10,000, and couldn't get it to my drummer in time because I run out and running to get on stage, and it would be like jammed down in my coat. And I make sure I put a button on it to make sure it stayed there where it needed to stay.
Right.
When that drum roll hit and they say the Dramatics and the L.J. Reynolds, I got to be there.
Right. So did you say you couldn't get it to your drummer?
No, I couldn't. Usually either my nephew will be standing right there and I'll hand him the money. Well, he introduces us. So he's on stage introducing, so I can't hand it to him, or I hand it to my drummer because he's sitting down. He ain't going nowhere.
Right.
And I have many times.
You just trust us drummers.
Well, he's also my road manager, the drummer.
Oh, yeah, okay. So he's the roadie. So it's his job.
He pays the band and all
money
that
stays
stuff.
Right.
You know, he keeps all of the receipts.
Right.
Still do all that stuff, but now I'm just enjoying myself. Listen, you know, we got all those records that I did with the Dramatics for years, and I'm gonna tell you something. Every time we do a concert, we leave after the show. We go out front, we sign autographs, we take pictures with the fans. They love it. Oh, I always wanted to meet you. And I try to be as nice as pie. You know, sometimes people get a little aggressive, they get a little pushy, but you deal with it. Because it's only the love that they're sharing and the love that they feel for you that I know that that's what I want. I want to feel the love. And the only way you're going to do that is being a great entertainer that's people. The people, without the public, we're nothing. We're nothing without the people. I love people.
Right.
And just like Russell Thompson and them say, people make the world go round.
sing it, dude. Now, listen, I just want everyone to know, and I don't know time left, but I have another one of your songs that I fell so in love with. I play it. I have a show that on Saturdays is called The Love Zone, and this is like the theme song for The Love Zone. So I want to play this song by you, and then I'll come back and let you end it up, the conversation, because I don't want to keep you too long, but I'm enjoying the conversation so much. I hope I'm not overdoing it with you.
Well,
so you got
a
moment here.
We want to get to that new single that I got out.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so what's the name of it?
You and Me Together Forever. You should have that.
Yes. That's it. That's the one I love so much. And so that's the one I'm about to play right now, guys. So check it out. Oh, real quick before I go to the song, I just want you to know that I have a listener right now. She's been waiting for you for the longest time, all the way in Amsterdam. So you're right.
Okay.
They're waiting for you overseas.
I'd love to go. Love to go. Well, here you got the record. The record just been out now for about maybe 3 weeks. And the song was written. Nope. It was inspired by my other half. Heard I got into a situation. And we argue, you know how couples do. And then she talking about, well, you're going to make us break up? And I said, listen, ain't no way we're going to break up. It's going to be me and you. You and I. We're going to be together forever. So I wrote it. And that's what
all right, cool. And we're going to be right back with LJ Reynolds right after this song.
I found somebody that I'm going to be with for the rest of my life. I'm so in love. I know that it's real. By the way that I feel, 'cause when you fall in love, there's a feeling you get way down deep in your heart. I'd like to thank the Lord up above for sending me somebody I truly love. And it's you, it's you and me together. Together forever. Let no wall divide us. Let our love guide us. I found somebody that I can depend on. Day that we met, it is a day that I'll never forget. And when I first saw you, I said to myself, I've got to know your name. I wrote this song for someone I love. You'll come between us. It's you and me together. Together forever. Let no walls divide us. Let our love. Let's stay together.
Okay,
you know,
Reynolds,
it's a long
just...
version to that. The album version is 6 minutes long. The new video that's coming out in about 3-4 days, You and Me Together Forever video, it's longer than that version right there. It's about four minutes, some 4:30 or something like that. So, you know, the record, the song, it was inspired again by love. And anybody that's in love or ever been in love or it's got somebody that they love and want to be with forever, I think it's just a, you know, God-sent record.
It's an amazing song.
Thank you.
Absolutely amazing. Hey, I just have to commend you for, you know, you're really holding down what great songs are about. I mean, you're like giving us like not just giving into, you know, copying off of what they're doing now. You're like, no, I'm doing what I know is the right thing to do. And your songs are absolutely amazing. They have this, the arrangements are just great, the lyrical content, the melodies. And these melodies that you're doing are so beautiful because, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, it's so simple. People can remember it, and they can sing along. And that, like, I miss those anthems. And that's what you guys have always done, and you're still doing it, and you're holding it down. And I just have to say thank you for just continuing to be you.
Well, I tell you, the album is going to drop in February. I got some great songs. I did a remake of Marvin Gaye's Mercy, Mercy Me, and I call it Mercy, Mercy Me, Stop the War, Save the World, I Just Can't Stop Dancing. And I've already shot a video for that. And then I did a remake of my hit solo record, Key to the World. I did a remake of Key to the World, and I think I made it better than it ever been before. So look forward to that. You know, I thank you for the kind words. I'm going to keep doing it my way. I'll do it my way.
And thank you for that. We love you and appreciate you. And, you know, we don't know. I don't know if you guys have websites or anything like that for us to try to figure out where you are and when we can go and see you. But, you know, I will. I know that I'm supposed to be getting that information from Greg, I believe. And then I'm going to post
it. Yeah, we're all over the web
on this show.
I've been off. I've been doing spotted dates. I had to shoot videos and stuff like that. So I take time out to spend the money. Ain't no need of me making the money and dying with it. I'm going to go ahead and spend the money and cut these records and do these videos and reach out to the public, and because that's my love. My love is to please people musically and visually, however we can do it. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And you a bad man on them drums. You done told me who you did all them songs that the Whispers did. And Jalamar, those are great drum patterns and stuff that's happening, you know, back in the day. And that's really good drumming. I would hate to be a new drummer today because give me that green light. I mean, even though that's a great record, but ain't no drummer going to have no fun playing that.
Yeah, you know, I miss that camaraderie. You know, that's the problem, I believe. They it's like maybe one guy in the studio controlling the whole thing, you know, and he's doing one part at a time and say, hey, check out this record. But there's no camaraderie between the musicians because we would lean on each other. I would hear him play something, and I'd say, oh, I could do this around that, you know.
So,
you know, Leon Silvers was the bass player on all that stuff. And he was,
Leon,
you know, and so
that?
I was. Yeah, well, Leon produced that. And so, when I say that, I'm talking about And the Beat Goes On, but he was also the in-house producer for Dick Griffey. So he did, what's that?
And I was just singing And the Beat Goes On. I was trying to remember that song.
Because
I remember drum parts, you know, that, you know, I can hear it all. Matter of fact, I should have mentioned, too, that Paul Reiser did the strings on that You and Me Together. If you know who Paul Reiser is.
See, that's what I'm saying. You got that real stuff going on. That's just amazing, man.
That is a very expensive session.
What's that?
That's a very expensive session. That session cost me a lot of money, just that one record.
Yeah, that is. But it sure was worth it.
Paul Reiser, who was one of the biggest string arrangers in the business, did all of Marvin Gaye. He did I Believe You Can Fly, and he's just a great musician. Paul is getting up in age, but he came and did the strings on that record for me.
Oh, that's nice, man. Well, thank you so much again for just calling in and sharing your story. And we truly appreciate you, and we will keep your legacy alive here on Solar Records Radio. We love you. We love what you do. Please just keep on and come back and visit us whenever you have time again. Okay? And I am going
to
play one more of your records as we leave. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to say something in Spanish. Si tuviera las llaves del mundo y con la llave de tu corazón. And that's
wow.
It.
And what did you say?
If I had the key to the world, I'd give you everything.
Ah, that's beautiful. That sounds like a song.
It is a song. It's one of my songs. If I had the key to the world, and I did a remake on my new album, so you'll be hearing that soon. Thank you, man, so much for having me.
Oh, cool. So the song that I'm going to play now as you're leaving, it is called You Sure Love to Ball.
Oh, yes, a remake of Marvin Gaye's again.
Oh, okay, another one. Okay, cool.
That.
Yeah, I got it. Is it okay for me to play it?
Man, play that, because the vocals that I did on that, to me, is just, I stretch all the way out on that.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, God bless you. And thanks again for calling in the Solar Records Radio. Have a blessed
day. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Enjoy myself.
Okay, cool. I'm going to play this song right now. LJ Reynolds' solo album. Check it out, guys, on Solar Records Radio. You sure love to ball.
Oh,
Man, oh, man.
What a great interview it was. With our boy, LJ Reynolds. Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much for blessing us and coming on Solar Records Radio. And let me just turn this down just a tad. And so I just want to thank LJ Reynolds for coming on and blessing us and being the best part of Solar Records Radio. That was really, really, really cool. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed his interview. That is just legendary right there. And so we're so glad that we could bring him to you here today on Solar Records Radio. Okay, don't forget tomorrow's Throwback Thursday. It's going to be cold. It's already cold in the northern part of the country. It's getting cold right now in the southern part of the country. And I think Greg said it's cold over there too in the UK. South Africa is summertime. The total opposite. And so, anyway, guys, wherever you are in the world, enjoy yourself and stay comfortable. And we look forward to Throwback Thursday, where we just celebrate our old school music, like we just had that great interview with LJ Reynolds, right? And and then on Friday we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. And so Saturday I'm going to be doing an interview at a Houston radio station. So they want to interview me. So I will be doing that interview Saturday. So tune in for that. I'll give you the information. I'll put it on the website. I'll put the website, on my page so that you guys can, listen to it. So we're just trying to have a good time here, man. Thank you all for blessing my afternoon. Really appreciate you guys very, very much. You guys are so awesome. So we're going to go ahead on, and we got 15 minutes left in the show. God bless all of you guys, and thanks for being the best part of Solar Records Radio. Don't forget, stay warm. If you're up north, and be safe out there. And we got some serious weather going on in Texas. Got a lot of fires going on the west side of Texas. Greg, you drove right through there when you were here. So it's pretty bad on the west side of Texas. So we want to pray for those people and pray that God, takes care of them and keep them safe. And, guys, so anyway, you all take care of yourselves, and thanks for tuning in today to Solar Records Radio, and we'll catch you tomorrow for sure. God bless all of you guys, and we love you. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Hey, I think it's truly the right thing to do. Know you got the best to let them know you'll never let go.
Some say the best is under pressure. Temperature is rising, I'm about to blow. Sky high beyond any measure. What I won't do for a moment of pleasure. I've been waiting on so long. To get the stress off my
You. Jackson.